Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, and I am your host for this time that we get to spend together. And I'm wondering something here. The C word. That is going to be the topic of our conversation today. And that always makes me kind of laugh, even just the C word. It could be so many different words. And for our conversation today with my guest, Ashley Rose, it is around maybe a word that you thought was dirty, maybe one that you avoided. Huh, I wonder what it is. Could it be commitment? So what if you decided commitment is that it isn't? And where are you, what are you refusing to commit to? Are you refusing to commit to your life, your future, business, relationship, joy, maybe having an easy life? How about bringing in lots of money? Are you refusing to commit to any of those? What about, are you refusing to commit to you and what you came here to create? This conversation today, what would committing to you give you access to? And maybe what are you refusing to receive and know? So that is what we're going to be exploring today on the C word. And a little bit about my guest, Ashley Rose. And as I was reading your description, Ashley, it really is like, goodness, that could be me as well. And I've shared on the show these things for myself. So I'm curious to, I'm curious to hear about your own journey. And so for most of Ashley's life, she felt disempowered, disconnected, anxious, depressed, insecure. She lacked confidence, and she truly believed that there was something inherently wrong with her. And I wonder for everybody listening how many other people may have felt like that at some point in their lives. And then she was introduced to an amazing set of tools and techniques that changed the course of her life forever. And through those tools and techniques, she was empowered to know that she's always known, and she never was, and she never has been as messed up as she thought she was. And so she's no longer depressed or anxious, and instead she wakes up every morning excited to get out of bed. Yay! And her life is full of ease, joy, and abundance. Ashley is a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, and she loves sharing these life-changing, life-altering tools and techniques and questions. And I am really grateful that you are joining us. Welcome so much. And Ashley, tell everybody where in the world you are.
Hi, everyone, and thank you so much, Betsy, for having me. I actually live on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. so in a beautiful part of the world. And I'm so grateful I get to live here because winter is really warm.
Smart choice. Smart choice.
Absolutely. My body's very happy here.
Oh, and you know, I always see pictures of that area and it's just stunning, you know, picture after picture of beautiful sunsets and the coast and the ocean and the beautiful fauna and everything. So I celebrate with you that you live in such a beautiful place in the world.
Thank you. Yeah, it's stunning. And if any of you guys listening haven't been to Australia or haven't been to the Sunshine Coast, I would definitely highly recommend it.
It's pulling me like crazy. I have not been to Australia yet, and it's definitely on my target to get there. My father had he was in the Navy, and he loved New Zealand and actually wanted to move the whole family there, and it never happened. But before he passed away, he did go back for a visit and just again fell in love with that part of the world. So I am just really grateful for technology and the fact that we literally are, you know, oceans apart from each other, and yet we can connect on this radio show and talk about all these wonderful things. So what inspired you to actually start choosing to commit to you and your life and what you came here to create in the world?
The thing that really started inspiring me was that I didn't realize, well, I was always looking for something and someone outside of me to commit to, which is what I learned growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I never actually learned that, like, committing to ourselves was actually a superpower, and that could create so much more for our life, and it could actually actualize everything we're asking for and more. So the inspiration came when I actually realized that it wasn't wrong and you could actually use it as a superpower to start creating everything you're asking for and more with ease.
Wow. Now, how, if somebody's listening and they say, wow, that sounds really, really cool and fun, and I have no idea how to go about that, what could you offer them as things that they could maybe start playing with?
Yeah, well, the thing is, we're all committed to something. So Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, which is the set of tools and techniques that we both use, he says that awareness and choice are two things that can change anything. First, you must be aware of what you're choosing or what you'd like to choose. So first of all, it's actually for you guys getting clear on what you're actually committed to already that may or may not be working for you.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't realize that we are or can be committed to trauma and drama or creating problems in our life or creating lack or scarcity. And so if we're committed to those things without actually realize or acknowledging, we will continuously create that in our life. So what actually is showing up in your life demonstrates what you're actually committed to. So if you seem to have more lack or more scarcity showing up than anything else, then that's a good indication of what you're actually already committed to. And that's not to make you wrong. That's not to make you judge you. It's the superpower of actually having that awareness that then you can make a different choice to change it.
So part of changing something is actually being willing to look at it. Is that part of what you're saying?
Absolutely. Because if we're not willing to look at what we're choosing, then we actually can't change it because we don't even have the awareness of what's going on or what we're choosing. So it's really the willingness to be totally vulnerable with you and actually go, okay, cool, what is actually showing up in my life? And is that working for me? And would I like to change it? Because it doesn't mean that you have to change any of it. It just means that if you become clear on what is actually showing up, then you can choose whether you'd actually like to change it and whether that's working for you or whether it's not.
And part of that, I know for me that there definitely were some things, and I'm sure there's still some things where I have blinders on, or the, you know, like the kid who goes, I'm not listening. I don't want to know. I don't want to pay attention. But when you have that, you know, as what you're choosing in whatever area it is, what questions, what could you start asking so that you become aware? Because there might be something that you're doing or choosing and you really don't even know you're doing it.
Yeah, of course. And that's the thing. Most of this is like subconscious to us as such. Like we're unconscious of all the places and the things that we're choosing. And again, that comes from many different things, you know, points of view we've taken on board from, you know, our parents and society and, you know, stuff from that we take on board from everyone around us. So one question you can actually start playing with is, what am I committed to that I'm refusing to know or I'm refusing to acknowledge? And asking questions opens up the doors to your awareness. And so if you're willing to ask that question and just let it go or drop it, you will then start to notice places in your life that actually may not be working for you, that you'd actually like to change. So what am I committed to that I'm refusing to know, or what am I committed to that I'm not willing to acknowledge, that if I acknowledged it would change everything?
I love that question so much. And you don't, and what it does is actually, it's not like you might get an answer and you might not, but what does that question, or those series of questions, what does that start to unravel?
Yeah, so it starts to unravel all the places that you're actually creating from unconsciousness or functioning from unconsciousness. So all the places that you are hiding what you're committed to, it'll actually start to unravel all of those places and things that you're hiding, basically, and just start to allow you to have that awareness start to surface. And again, it might not be straight away. It might be a day or two or a week or a month later. But asking the question actually starts to open the doors to changing things and becoming aware of where you're actually functioning from and what you're choosing.
And I know for me, when I do make the request, the demand that, you know, whatever is going on that I don't know, you know, like asking some of those questions that you've shared with us already, it kind of a lot of times can come in sideways, and or you get awarenesses or hits of information in something that seemingly is completely unconnected, that has nothing to do with, you know, let's say you've decided that you want a blue couch, you know, and you're in this completely different conversation about something completely different. And then something will come in that contributes to you choosing this blue couch. And so what could you offer everybody for ways to know when information is coming in and what questions you could ask to continue following that, those things wherever they go and show up at? That was kind of a long-winded question. Yeah. I apologize.
No. I get it. So if you start with asking the question, what am I committed to that I'm not willing to acknowledge? And then you obviously start seeing like different energies come up and different situations where you're like, you can actually ask, is this something I'm committed to? You can just ask a yes, no question and just ask, is this something I'm actually committed to? And is that commitment actually creating greater for my life? So if you ask a yes, no question with anything that comes up, again, it's very easy to access your awareness instead of going into your head to try and figure it out. So if you just asked a yes, no question, or is this what I'm committed to that I'm not willing to acknowledge, then you'll actually start to get the awareness of the things that you actually are committed to. And one example of that, and Betsy, you talking about it coming in a totally different, you know, way is recently, a few weeks ago, I've started a my own podcast. So I'm a fairly new or recent Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator. I've only been certified for 6 months and using these tools for 2 years. And after the release of my first podcast, I introduced everyone to a tool that basically we're first introduced to when we do an Access Consciousness class. So a very, like, quote-unquote, basic or one-on-one tool. And so I released this podcast episode, and not long after I started really going to the judgment of me and the wrongness of me, and I decided that that podcast was too basic and it wasn't, you know, quote unquote, advanced enough for all the people that already do Access Consciousness. And through the judgment that I had and through becoming aware that I was judging me, I then actually got the awareness that I was committed to actually validating other people's realities over what I knew was true and what I'd like to create in the world. So that kind of come in totally sideways, but I had started asking the question, what am I committed to that I'm not willing to acknowledge? And so through this really random way, I got the awareness of that I was actually committed to validating other people's realities, which a lot of us are actually without even recognizing.
Wow. That's really amazing. Oh, and it's time for our first break already. So stay tuned, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance. Betsy McLaughlin and Ashley Rose here today. We'll be back shortly.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You all are listening to Imperfect Brilliance, and we are talking about the C word today, a commitment. And I'm loving this conversation, Ashley, with Ashley Rose. I'm wondering, what have you been so committed to, and you don't even realize you've been committed to it? And how is that impeding you from what you would actually like to create in the world? And Ashley has shared with us a couple of questions and different tools. And how have you used this in your own life, Ashley?
For me, I've used it a lot to create my current business. So being a certified facilitator, I facilitate a lot of online classes and in-person classes. And so often when we can start something new, including a business, if it doesn't turn out the way we'd like it to within the first few weeks, or we don't start making millions of dollars within, it seems like, the first few months, a lot of the times we can, like, commitment will be the first thing to slip away. So a lot of the times we actually just stop creating and stop Well, I see some people stop facilitating classes because what they're asking for hasn't shown up straight away. So I've really used this a lot in my business lately because I've been really looking at all the places I'm still not fully committed to creating the business that I know is possible. So I know a few weeks ago I had a foundation class that I was facilitating that is one of the core classes that you can take in Access Consciousness. And about 2 weeks out from the class, I didn't have anyone registered. And then I actually asked myself, truth, am I actually committed to the class, to the creation of the class? And I got a no. And anything you're unwilling to commit to actually won't work. So when I realized I wasn't actually committed to creating that class, I went, okay, cool. Well, what if I was willing to actually commit to it? And am I willing to actually commit to it and do what it takes and make a demand and request that, you know, people show up? And so in that moment, I just made a demand and request of the universe that, you know, that it was going to go ahead and people would show up. And in those 2 weeks, I had five different people contact me. I only posted on social media once, but I actually had five different people contact me and register for the class. So 2 weeks out, the class ended up going ahead with five participants. So that was a really cool awareness for me, knowing that if we're actually willing to commit to business or whether it's a relationship, it can actually create greater without us ever realizing.
And that's a great example. And what if you had made that realization and, you know, committed to the class and nobody signed up? What would you would you have gone to a conclusion or a judgment at that point?
Yeah, well, committing to you, first and foremost, is actually not having a point of view who shows up and who doesn't show up and what happens. So I would have gone to, I mean, oftentimes I will still go into the judgment of me and then I'll realize I'm doing it and make a different choice. So honestly, I probably would have judged me for, I might have judged me for 15 minutes and gone, that's actually not working. That's actually not creating anything greater. So truly being committed to you is actually not having a point of view who shows up and who doesn't. So a lot of our life and a lot of the time when we're not willing to commit to us is all the places that we look outside of us for validation and all the places that we judge ourselves and make ourselves wrong. So that's actually not being committed to us.
And so I'm sorry, let me start over. So many things flooding in all at once. If you are more committed to judging yourself, let's say, you know, that's what you've done, that's what you've always done, you don't really, you know, it's almost like just an automatic thing. I wonder how much of what you actually could be creating, you don't even see because you're so kind of, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, you know, stuck in the rut or stuck in the muck of the commitment you have to judging yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where you'll start to see what you're actually committed to without, you know, having to make it significant and without having to make yourself wrong. But if I had, started judging me and stayed in that judgment and just continued to judge me, I, first and foremost, that demonstrates what I'm actually committed to. So that would be the judgment. Mm-hmm. And then second, judgment destroys. So this is when we say that without commitment, you're life won't work, because if you're actually committed to the judgment, then you'll, you know, it stops so much from showing up, and it stops you from actually seeing something else that's possible and seeing and actually getting the awareness of what was required for that class. Or maybe that class was never actually desired to be on that day. Maybe the class desired to be a few weeks later. So if we are committed to the judgment, we'll never actually be able to become aware of what's actually required to create something different and create greater.
Yeah, I love that. And that really is, and I wonder for myself as we're having this conversation, and especially more in the past, and it still does rear its head, and that is, you know, the commitment to judgment. And I was so good at it, judging myself and looking at, you know, the energy that is expended when you are judging yourself. Number one is there's a lot of energy that you have to expend to, you know, stay in a constant state of judgment and criticism and self-deprivation and, you know, all of those things that, you know, we can do where we're just beating ourselves down. So you've got that going on. And so when you're choosing, you know, to be committed to that, and I'm laughing about it thinking, well, I never would have said that, yes, I'm committed to judging myself, but that's definitely what I was doing. And now I can kind of giggle about it and say, wow, you know, and I was really good at it. I mean, there are, you know, there was a lot of things when I would commit to it, boy, oh boy, I'm going to make sure I'm really good at it. And that was one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and me both, like, you know, how many of you listening as well are actually committed to judging you? And also, it's like, how much are we taught growing up that judgment is actually the source of creation? So it's like you've got to judge something as right or wrong so you don't actually choose, you know, to do that again. And it never actually works, because judgment just totally destroys, period. It doesn't actually ever create anything greater. So when we are, when we've been taught that judgment is the source of creation, it's very easy to become committed to it without actually, again, being aware that we're committed to it. So it's kind of this vicious cycle, but that's the gift of acknowledging what you actually are committed to, because then you can actually, you know, begin to change it if you desire. And you don't have to.
No, and that's the thing. You don't have to. You can, you know, whatever you choose is whatever you choose. And there's no, truly, there's no right or wrong here. And we have these conversations to, you know, show you that there are other choices and possibilities. And from, you know, reading your description, you know, your brief description about where you were and what you're choosing now, you know, I have a very similar story, and I am so grateful for having a different possibility and different choice. And, you know, commitment is not always an easy thing, You know, so you say, yes, I'm committed to, you know, whatever it is. And that doesn't mean that just because you choose commitment that your life is going to be all sunshine and rainbows and there won't be obstacles along the way. So what can you share with everybody about that piece?
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like when I say that, you know, if you commit, you know, you can actually create greater. It's very true. It doesn't mean that, you know, everything that shows up is sunshine and rainbows, except mm-hmm. if you're actually truly committed to you, then whatever shows up, you can actually have no point of view about it. You can actually choose what will create the most ease in that situation and create the most joy for you. So that's the piece of being willing to commit to you, is actually not having a point of view what shows up, not making it right or wrong. And being committed to you means that you're no longer judging you, or you're more committed to the ease and the joy rather than the judgment and the wrongness that you will do for you. So it definitely doesn't mean that there's not going to be situations show up that are uncomfortable or that you don't really like, but it just means that that commitment to you means that you'll be more committed to having no point of view about what shows up and choosing the choice that will create the most ease and joy for you.
Wow. I thank you so much for that, Keith. And I apologize if you hear that noise in the background. We're puppy sitting, and apparently my husband just went outside for a minute and he's having a fit. So I don't know if you heard that or not. He's very committed.
I did. My dog's in. Yeah.
Yes. He's very committed to letting you know that when he's unhappy.
mm-hmm.
You know, there was something that you said a little bit earlier that kind of triggered another thought for me. And you were talking about, you know, judgment, and what kept popping in was how judgment erodes. Mm-hmm. And it like erodes against you, your soul and your, you know, your vitality and your, what you really desire to create and be in the world. And then you, for me, I so lost myself that I got to the point where I was miserable. I didn't know who I was, where I was, what was the point of living, all of those things. And looking at it, like, it's just this constant erosion of who you be. And was it like that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like this big black dark hole that I was just falling deeper into. It's like nothing, no amount of judgment would actually, you know, get me out of that hole or save me. And I remember hearing Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, saying that judgment is actually nothing but a big black dark hole. And when he actually realized that, he just made the choice not to actually choose it again, because it didn't actually work and it didn't actually ever create anything greater. So I know now, like, I definitely still judge me, but I judge me like 1,000,000% less than I ever have in my life.
Yeah.
And again, having that commitment piece, when it shows up and I start going into the judgment, because it's so innate, we do it without even realizing we're actually doing it.
Yeah.
And it's just like this instant thing that straight away we'll look for the wrongness of us. And now when I do that, it's just like, I still do it, but I'm like, okay, is this actually creating anything greater for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if I was actually truly committed to me, like, what could I choose right now? Where could I actually choose to see the brilliance and the greatness of me and have gratitude for what I have created rather than judging what I haven't?
And that is such a gift, you know, so that, you know, it's like you said, I still judge myself nowhere near like I used to. And you know, you can have that big red stop button, you know, when you start to do it, or you can continue to choose that whenever you would like to change and choose something different, you can.
So it's not like you can't ever choose something different. And so having these, you know, questions and these things, these conversations where we look at everything that you've created and chosen and committed to up until now, what if none of that is wrong? And what if every single thing that you've created and is all leading up to who you are now and where you're going? And it's all part of the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, again, too, Gary Douglas just keeps popping into my head that I remember him saying in a class a little while ago. He must be sitting on my shoulder right now. He said in class a little while ago, he said, no one wants to know that they've never actually made a wrong choice. And we are so used to going to the judgment of us and the wrongness of us for our choices. But he's like, no one actually wants to know that they've never, ever, ever made a wrong choice. And every choice you've made has led you to where you are today. So there is no such thing as right or wrong. And it's like, what if every choice you've made is actually a gift that has led you here today? And if you're listening to this, it's like, what if this was the piece that you required to hear to start, you know, getting the awareness of what you're choosing and actually start to change it?
I love these questions and this conversation. And it really gives you a lot of freedom, right, to hear that, hey, maybe everything I've done, maybe nothing is wrong. And it's like, oh, okay, so then that means I don't have to judge myself and I don't have to go down that black hole of judgment. Oh, okay. You know, and then you can kind of skip along around the outside of it and just keep going instead of diving headfirst into the abyss of everything that you've chosen a million times before, right? It's like, oh, there is a different choice.
Yeah. And God gave us all one thing that we don't even want to know, and that's free will. Like, we oftentimes forget that we have choice in every situation. Like, that's something that can never actually be taken away from us. And I know that I, like, as silly as it sounds, I didn't even really realize that I actually could choose whatever I desired to choose in every moment. I oftentimes would go into pleasing others and, you know, what would make everybody else happy around me. And I forgot that, you know, I could actually choose what worked for me. And I didn't actually have to, you know, spend my life pleasing everybody else, because that just created more judgment in my life as well.
Wow. Yes, that's a great piece to talk a little bit more about when we come back from break, if you can help me remember. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everybody. We'll be back very soon.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance. I have the delightful Ashley Rose here with me, all the way from Australia. Thank you once again for joining us on this great conversation today about commitment. And how could people find you if they would like to have more conversation or find out about some of your classes?
So you can go to my website. It's Ashley, ashley-rose.com. Otherwise, I've just released a podcast, which is called Creating Beyond Podcast. And you can find that on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and all of the platforms.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And my website is creatingyumminess.com. And you can find both of us. We're on Facebook and also listed as facilitators on the Access Consciousness website. And we're pretty easy to find. So please feel free to reach out if you have questions or you'd like to hear other conversations. I love hearing from people, and you know, the feedback we get on the show is always so much fun. And I asked you to help me remember because my little puppy dog visitor was distracting me just a little bit right before break with what you were talking about. Do you remember? Because I did want to dive in a little bit more.
Yeah, so we were talking about choice, that we always have choice. And how often do we make choices to please everyone else rather than knowing that we can actually choose what we would like to choose?
Thank you. And so for all the people pleasers out there, my hands are both raised as well. What do you do? Like, how do you change when you're so used to functioning from a place you're very committed to being the people pleaser? And so how do you change that so you actually know what you would like and not always putting other people ahead of yourself?
Yeah, so again, it's that piece about actually, first of all, becoming aware that you're choosing, you know, to please people over yourself. And all of this is just a muscle. It's like a consciousness muscle. So I talk about it like, when we go to the gym, it's like we have to continually choose to ask these questions to actually start to strengthen that muscle and to start changing it. So for me, what I started to do is when I realized that I was committed to pleasing people, every time I had I was invited out with friends or family, I would always actually just ask, like, am I choosing this for me? Or am I choosing it to please them? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I would get that I was choosing it to actually please them. So that just gave me the awareness. And then again, then you've got to choose. So you might be aware that you're pleasing people, but you can still choose to go and hang out with them. Except if that doesn't work for you, you can also choose not to. So again, it's really about asking those questions about, am I choosing this for me or somebody else? And the other piece of that is you can follow the energy. So whether it feels light or heavy to actually go and hang out with, for example, that friend. And so what feels light for you is your truth, and what feels heavy is actually a lie. So And this is often instantaneous. So if you get invited out with a friend, oftentimes within a millisecond, it's like you just get super thrilled and excited and just like jump for joy. Or you'll start feeling contracted and really heavy and like, oh. And you know, like you've always known, you know whether you actually desire to do that or not. Mm-hmm. So if it does feel heavy and you still choose, it's like that's the place where you're actually pleasing someone else over you.
If you find yourself in a situation where you know you're not choosing for you and you feel like you don't have any other choice, what could you do to change that?
Well, the first thing I would do is I'd ask myself, is it true that I don't have choice? And oftentimes it's just we try and trick ourselves and we lie to ourselves that we actually don't have choice. And then what I'll do is I'll ask more questions. So if I have feel like I don't have choice, I will then ask myself, what's the worst? Like, what if I decided the worst thing that will happen if I actually don't hang out with, you know, my family or my friends?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes the worst thing you've decided is that they won't like you or they won't invite you out again. And so if you actually get the awareness of what's the worst thing you've decided will happen, then you can actually ask, is that actually true? And oftentimes it's not true. Again, we just go into that worst case scenario. From there, if it's not true, we can actually then, again, just that piece about choosing, make. If it's not going to occur and they're still going to adore you either way, then you can actually choose to either do what works for you or choose to still hang out with them. So it's really that piece of actually knowing and really remembering that you always have choice.
Yeah, There's so much in what you just shared with us, Ashley, and I'm wondering, the piece of obligation just keeps like popping in as you're talking about this. So how do you balance commitment and obligation with things that you would like to choose?
That's a very good question, actually. I guess I've just got to a point where I now don't choose anything that actually doesn't work for me and that's actually going to create greater. So I guess it's that piece about like the obligation and, you know, the judgment that people will have of you and the wrongness that you'll go into. It's like you've got to actually recognize that the obligation and the piece about judgment is actually not real. It's something that we create. And it's like, and this is the thing that will lock us up more than anything, is when we are creating our life based on everybody else's requirements and needs rather than our own. And this is when we truly, and for me, why I felt so lost when I was younger, because I didn't even know what actually was true for me, what I'd like to create, because I was choosing what worked for everybody else. So The piece about commitment as well is commitment is actually the first thing to fall away when you're not even sure of what you'd like to commit to. And that's
right.
When it's much easier to start, you know, quote unquote, feeling obliged and going into the judgment and, you know, choosing for everyone else over you. So for me, it was really becoming aware of what I actually came here to create. And for me, that is 1,000% creating more consciousness on the planet and empowering people to create more ease and joy in their life. So for me, if something shows up that doesn't actually match that or isn't going to create towards that, and it doesn't feel light, I'm just committed to now not choosing it.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And with all of that, it seems like you would have, what I'm sensing is that in that, you know, commitment to actually saying you're going to have, you're going to choose you, you're going to stop putting everyone else and everything else in front of you. So that becomes a commitment to something different. And it's a commitment to what you would like to create and the empowering people and the having more consciousness and more fun and more ease and all of those things. You can see how they all are kind of intertwined together.
Definitely. And the other thing is, it's like so often we go out of our way to please people that don't actually have our back a lot of the time, or, you know, a lot of the times it's like we create this place of obligation in our world. And for me, mm-hmm. it's like I really also got clear on who I actually desire to have in my world. And the people that I actually desire to have in my world were the people that actually had my back and that had no point of view of whether I chose it or not, and were so committed to having allowance and gratitude for me no matter what I chose, that everything started to shift and change then, because I no longer ever felt like I was wrong for choosing what I desired, because I was actually then surrounded by people who were actually choosing the same.
Love it, love it, love it. Oh, that's awesome. And with that, I wonder, you know, with just that little, and it, you know, it might not feel so little sometimes, but the shift in your perspective, what if that actually starts the ball rolling to something completely different?
Yeah, absolutely. And what if even those, the people that you feel obliged to hang out with, what if you even started becoming really honest with yourself and just asked, like, are they even a contribution to my life?
Mm.
Like, and what's the value of actually pleasing these people? Like, what do I get out of it? And is it actually creating anything greater and moving me towards what I actually came here to create and what I'd like to start choosing as my life?
Mm. And in asking these questions, you're going to start getting a lot of different awarenesses. And if you're willing to ask questions, and oh, the other piece I wanted to talk about really quickly is getting out of the mental mind stuff that we can go into. We say, well, I don't, you know, like if you start asking questions about like what you would like to create, and then you go, well, I don't even know what I want to create, and how can I commit when I don't even know what it is, you know, and like all of that stuff that we can do. What are some of the questions that you ask to get yourself out of the monkey mind?
Mm-hmm. So with the commitment piece, it's like, even if you don't know what you came here to create, because for me, I didn't know until 2 years ago, what if you just started committing to ease and joy in every area of your life and with every choice that actually came up? So it's like, what if you just started with ease and joy? Because if you start to just commit to ease and joy in every situation, then anything that comes up, you could just go, okay, cool. Is this choice going to create more ease and joy? Or is it going to create less? So if you just start committing to ease and joy, what you'll notice is the things that start showing up in your life are more easy and more joyful. And it'll just start this kind of almost like get the ball rolling. And then through that, you can then start getting the awareness of what you came here to create. Mm. And you can also just ask the universe to show you, like, hey, universe, show me what it is I came here to create. I'm not 100% sure what that is just yet, but can you show me what that looks like?
You mean you don't have to have all the answers right now?
You don't.
Oh, thank goodness. I'd be in a world of trouble if I needed to have all my answers now. That is for sure.
Absolutely.
It is such a great question. It's like, universe, show me. I love saying that. You know, universe, surprise and delight me. Show me. And the universe truly will. And if you're willing to actually receive all of the gifts that the universe is constantly showering us with, and we're not paying a bit of attention, right? We start to actually receive the information, and oh goodness, it is time. I messed up and was not looking at the clock. Ashley, thank you so much for being with me today. And I had a wonderful time chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and thank you guys for listening.
Yes. And go have fun! Right? Universe, show us. Thanks again, everyone. Ashley Rose, Imperfect Runs. Have a wonderful week. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye!